رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the most generous, the fine scores of incidents in the books of Ahadith, in the books of Sirah, which bears evidence to this fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very generous. He was the most generous. كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous of people. And in the month of Ramadan, this generosity used to increase. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ And from amongst the 12 months of the year, he would become most generous during the month of Ramadan. So we too should adopt the habit of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are those who are not religious, they become neglectful of zakat. But there are those who are religious, alhamdulillah, we give zakat. But some of them try to get away with part of zakat. They try to find loopholes. So that shouldn't happen. We should make sure that we give every penny of zakat, in fact some extra. So zakat. And there are those who are very particular regarding zakat. There are those who give zakah but are not very particular, they try to find loopholes. There are those who are very, very precocious because it is a farz and they give zakah full. But their hearts don't incline towards infaq fi sabilillah, sadaqai nafila, optional spending. So throughout the year, once a year we give zakah, but throughout the year we should adopt the habit of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And learn how to spend. How much a person should spend. Because he has other obligations also. Maybe he is in debt. He may not be in debt, but his income is very meager. How can he spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are those people who feel that spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means spending in hundreds. No. If you are a poor person, you may donate only 5 pence a week. That is also spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn from scholars, learn from your mashayikh. Put your whole situation in front of them. Even the young boys who are sitting here, they should start spending from now, from their student days. If you get 5 pounds spending money, then I will spend 50 pence in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 20 pence in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the cause of Allah. Every person should fix a percentage. That any money that I receive in my hand, I will give 1% of it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 5 pounds, my father has given me spending money, 5 pounds, 5 pence will go in the path of Allah. During Eid occasion, I accumulated 100 pounds, people gifted me, I will give 1 pound in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then think to yourself that 1 pound is 1% is very, very little. Let me increase it to 2%. Let me increase it to 3%, 4%. The more you continue increasing, but do it slowly so that shaitan doesn't stop you. Start with 1%. Slowly, slowly increase it. Then you see the barakat in your wealth. And try to take it to 10%. So, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be regular. In Ramadan it should increase. So if you are spending say 5% of whatever is coming in your hand, in the month of Ramadan, increase it to 10%. Then whatever will come in my hand, I will spend 10%. Or, even better, whatever money you have, allocate a particular sum. That in the month of Ramadan, I'm going to spend 500 pounds this year. I'm going to spend 1000 pounds this year. I'm going to spend 100 pounds this year. And then look for the right places to spend. right institutions, right organizations, where you feel comfortable that my money will be spent correctly, and then spend it accordingly. In the month of Ramadan. And during auspicious occasions, auspicious moments, auspicious nights, auspicious days, when you are in auspicious places like Makkah, Mukarrama, Madina, Munawwara, where the reward is increased manifold, you should make a point of spending there. For example, during the month of Ramadan, a person should try to spend something every night, say £1 every night. Because according to some imams, the Shab-e Qadr floats around throughout the month of Ramadan. Majority of them are of the opinion that it is in the last 10 days of Ramadan. So during the last 10 nights, spend £5. And some are of the opinion that it is in the, mostly in the odd night. So spend £10 during the odd night. And some are of the opinion that mostly it is on the 27th and spend £50 in that night. You don't have to stick to the sum that I'm mentioning. According to your budget, on the day of Friday, you should spend, because more reward. When you are in Makkah, Mukarrama, you should spend. When you are in Madina, Munawwara, you should spend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this. Spending in the path of Allah will bring a lot of barakat. Ma naqasat sadaqatum min maal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that sadaqah will never reduce your wealth. He said to his wife, La tuqi fayuqillahu alayhi. He said, do not keep your briefcase shut. In those days, briefcase, they used to make a small bag out of cloth bag, and they would tie it with a string at the top. Put the money in there and tie it with the string at the top. Portly. He said, La tuqi. Do not tie the string. Do not keep the string tight. Fayuqillahu alayki, Allah will tie the string in his khazana. So if you keep your string loose and let the money go out in the path of Allah, Allah will keep his string loose and he will let it come from.